Hello, I'm Dean Jorge Jacobo. Today we are reading a letter from Jose Rizal to his parents, giving them his impressions of the country of Aden and the Suez Canal. Suez Canal, 7 June 1882. My dear parents, the last letter I wrote you was at Aden before disembarking. This will inform you about the rest. I went down at Aden, which, as I have told you perhaps, is a town of little importance by itself, but it is important to the steamers that take on coal there. The town is composed of numerous hillocks and rocks, all bare and arid, without even a plant, on which stand some lonely and gloomy houses. Quiet indeed, but with a funereal aspect. The ground, like its sun, is hot and hard. The wind, loaded with burning sand, disturbs now and then the quietness of its well-made but deserted streets. At intervals, and as if forcing itself to enliven those places, can be seen camels walking majestically and rhythmically, tall and big, forming a contrast to the humble asses, some of which are very short, like a hog, of abrupt and somewhat hasty pace. Everywhere is death, neither a root nor a leaf. Only man, perhaps, in order to give a proof of his power, lives there. Plants cannot. But alas, it's only to give a spectacle of his poverty and degradation, compelled as he is to contend with the granite for his existence. But English power is worthy of its name, and it opens there two beautiful tunnels, one of which is as long as the distance from Capitana Danday's house until that of my brother-in-law Mariano, and the other is one half less. These bore through live rock, and when one is in the middle of the first, one finds himself in complete darkness. If by any chance one sees a space of ground as large as a dish in which a little grass grows, it is a phenomenon that attracts everybody's attention. Within the town proper can be seen some limp and rickety trees, of which the tallest is not more than 3 varas. Besides the tunnels, there are other things that call the attention of the travelers, and they are the cisterns or reservoirs. These are some large cavities, whitened with stucco, formed by the mountain and a wall, which, with the rock, form a receptacle. Imagine some 5 dams with the wall that, instead of being of stone like that we have there, is a very hard granite. There being a granite mountain there, but all whitened with stone railings and very well-made stairs of granite also. Beside this, instead of abaca plants as we have there, there are tiny plants whose leaves can be counted in some signs that prohibit the picking of a flower or leaves. Instead of water and its beautiful and boisterous falls, there's nothing but complete aridity, not even a drop of water, and the hottest sun. At one place, there is a well of about 100 varas deep, whose bottom cannot be seen, and from where 5 Negroes get water, which takes 2 minutes to come up to the surface. In the shops are found skins of lion, tiger, panther, and leopard, ostrich eggs and feathers, and some children whose occupation is to fan the travelers. From Aden, town of great divers and swimmers who pick up small coins thrown into the water, we headed for Suez through the Red Sea. On the first day, it was so terribly hot that many fainted, even a waiter of the ship. In the following days, it was fairly cool and the sailing was good. We saw Mount Sinai, Egypt, etc. We also met many ships. On the 2nd of June, we arrived at Suez. A little steamer came alongside and placed us under quarantine for 24 hours. We were embarrassed. It was because of the Dutch on board who came from Java. On the 3rd of June, the Turkish physician came up to inspect the ship and the sick and to fumigate and disinfect us. The physician informed us of the revolt in Egypt led by Arabi Bey, who imprisoned the Khedive in his palace. It seems that there is a coup d'etat. Like the entire army, he is a partisan of the minister. I conversed with him in French, and I learned that he was educated in Paris, where he studied medicine. He had been in London and traveled through Italy and Germany. He held advanced ideas, and when he was satisfied with my replies, he responded by saying, "Bravo." He asked me how Japan was, believing I was a Japanese. Finally, we left Suez and entered the canal, not without having been visited first by the peddlers of Suez, selling figs, dates, and other things like postcards, rosaries, etc. The canal, opened in the middle of that desert of sand and stone, is 85 kilometers long and probably some 80 varas wide. A boat that was grounded in the middle obstructed our way, and we stopped 3 days. 3 days of ennui and grumbling. At last, this morning we went on, and I believe we shall arrive at Port Said. Probably we shall not reach Marseille until the 15th. I'm in very good health, and the intense cold, which we have had since we arrived at Suez 5 days ago, has made me stout. I'm so stout that I'm bursting. I do nothing else but stroll continually, because one cannot remain seated for a long time. I'm going to give you a so-so description of the canal. It is not straight throughout its length. It has curves but small ones. Sometimes it flows into a lake where it is believed Moses passed and again enters the desert. It crosses 3 lakes in its course. On both banks, which are all yellow and white, where it is a real jewel to find grass, are erected some telegraph stations placed at intervals. We have seen a young beggar eating sand and following the ship in order to pick up a cracker that may be thrown him or not. A traveler on a camel and 2 magnificent Arabian horses. One of these, mounted by a customs officer, attracted the attention of everybody. Here I have tasted cherries, apricots, and green almonds. We have seen the curious spectacle of a mirage, which is the reflection on the desert of seas and islands that do not exist at all. I hope to receive a letter from you, and before the end of this month at Barcelona. I repeat, I'm in good health and wish you to be the same. Foreigners in whose colonies the colonials are very much oppressed do not want to believe that I'm an Indio. Others that I'm a Japanese. It is hard to make them believe the truth. Bless your son, who will never forget you. P.S. You may tell my brothers, as well as my brothers-in-law, that I would be glad to receive letters from them. Regards to all, like my friends and acquaintances there, and may they excuse me for not writing them now, but when I shall be at Barcelona, they would get tired of me. I have a desire to speak Tagalog. It has been 1 month that I have not spoken one word. I'm familiarizing myself with French.